This is what a spark gap generator looks like. There isn't a good scale here, but this is about 12 inches. This is a big, monstrous thing, and I'd like to refer to you from a description of how this was used on an airplane during World War I. It was used as a spotting artillery. They put a Marconi set in an Austrian aircraft, and they're flying around the battlefield, and I just wanted, it's a fun thing for you to hear about while you're looking at the size of that gizmo. The title of this is Bobbed Wire Made Audible. The first problem was the sheer weight of the wireless apparatus. The guts of the system was a marvelously archaic contraption called a spark generator. This worked by creating an arc through the teeth of a brass cogwheel spinning against an electrode. Every time a tooth passed the electrode, a spark jumped across the gap, and in this way, when connected to the aerial, it would produce a hideous, rasping crackle. Barbed wire made audible. This principle of signaling, or the principle of signaling, was that the operator worked a Morse key to turn this excruciating noise into a signal, a crackle for a dash and a short one for a dot. That part of the wireless alone weighed about 30 kilograms. But there was all the other accoutrements that went with it. Power was provided by a dynamo fixed onto a bracket under the airplane's nose and driven by a leather belt from a pulley wheel on the propeller shaft. That weighed about 7 kilograms. Then there was the aerial, 20 meters of wire with a lead weight at one end to trail behind us in flight, plus a cable reel to wind it in when not in use, about 10 kilograms worth in all. Other accessories comprised a signal amplifier, a tuning coil, an emergency battery, an ammeter, a set of signal rockets, plus pistol, and a repair kit. Altogether, the wireless apparatus weighed about 110 kilograms, or to put it another way, the weight of a very fat man as a third crew member. So there definitely had to be some breakthroughs to lead to really portable radios.